A growing number of black parents say that vouchers are the only way to get their children out of bad schools. They point to studies that show after a decade of reforms, most poor children still are stuck in underperforming public schools, especially in majority black districts. Minority support of vouchers has reinvigorated conservative critics of public education and put public schools on the defensive, NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
In Prince George's County, Maryland, a sprawling majority black school system just east of Washington, D.C., good public schools are hard to find. And many black parents, frustrated by the pace of school reform, have given up on public schools. Belinda Payne is one of those parents.
There are schools in some schools in Prince George's County that I would never put Jacqueline and Crystal in.
We met Mrs. Payne and her two teenage daughters, 15-year-old Jacqueline and 13-year-old Crystalline, at a private school fair in Washington, D.C. that attracts hundreds of black families from as far away as Delaware and North Carolina.
January 15th for submitting an application, and then February 15th for completing the whole process.
Okay. And so what languages are offered? French?
French, Spanish. In middle school, we also offer Japanese and Italian.
9 out of 10 schools here require that applicants pass an admissions test. So in some ways, parents don't choose private schools. Private schools choose them. Mrs. Payne doesn't seem to mind.
We're looking for strong academics, a strong enough curriculum that says that the teacher doesn't have to spend 95% of her day or even 50% of her day with discipline problems and not able to construct and teach. And if she has a discipline problem, have the authority and the right to say that child needs to be removed from the class and not just be forced by law that the child just stay, even if the child is disruptive.
That, in a nutshell, is what's wrong with public schools, says Mrs. Payne, and she'll do whatever it takes to find something better for her daughters. That means spending a big chunk of the family's income on private school tuition. After paying the mortgage, there's not a lot left. Mrs. Payne runs a daycare center out of her basement. Her husband, Jacques, drives a truck. Vouchers would be a big help, but Mrs. Payne worries about the impact that publicly funded vouchers would have on struggling public schools, like the one down the street from her house, the one that she'd never sent her kids to.
What happens to the other children that are still left in that environment? What happens to those children that there's no money there to see about those children?
According to one recent study, there's no evidence that public schools lose money because of vouchers, at least not in the two cities where over 12,000 poor black children today receive vouchers to attend private schools, Milwaukee and Cleveland. But it is clear that the voucher debate has polarized the black community. The argument for vouchers goes something like this.
Are you willing to sacrifice another generation of children for another set of promises that we don't know will work?
That's Colleen Kerr of the Black Alliance for Educational Options, a pro-voucher organization with chapters in 21 states. Like many young black professionals who feel betrayed by public education, Kerr says poor working-class parents cannot wait for public schools to improve.
Parents need power. We need the power to decide where is the best place I can send my child while all of those other reforms take root, which could take decades and years. Nothing's promised. Where can I make that decision at least so I can have hope for my child's future?
According to the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies, 72% of blacks earning under $15,000 a year support vouchers. So, with the backing of several conservative foundations, BAEO has launched a $5 million media campaign, namely television ads in which black parents and grandparents look straight into the camera and tell their story.
If we could afford to move into the upscale communities where our children could go to good schools, then we wouldn't be asking for this voucher. I've got to make do with what I've got. And I'm asking for a choice to make do right here where I am.
The Black Alliance for Educational Options has produced over 20 ads like this one. It has aired only a few in Washington, D.C., where the political debate over vouchers has raged among lawmakers for years. Alvin Thornton, a political science professor at Howard University, calls the ad campaign disingenuous.
Because, see, the voucher thing, as far as I'm concerned, does not reach the neediest of the children.
Why? Because most selective private schools, says Thornton, are unable or unwilling to enroll children with special needs.
They will never address the most demanding part of public education and the part that's growing and is the most expensive. That is the special education part. Now, if you have a voucher program that is centered on that population first, not the ones that have the parents that are most engaged, not the ones that have the kids who are that ready to take off, no.
Private schools are successful, says Thornton, because unlike public schools, they don't have to take everybody. Thornton says the future of the black middle class hinges on good public schools, not on an escape plan. Thornton, a former school board member and chair of the Prince George's County Schools, is in favor of closing down the worst public schools and starting from scratch, with trained staff, top-notch principals, and enough money to meet kids' needs.
Then if that doesn't work, you can do all the vouchers you want, and I'll be the biggest supporter in the world.
The arguments that Thornton and voucher proponents like Kaleem Kerr fling at each other are compelling and powerful. That's why Belinda Payne says she's so anguished. She says she admires parents who've chosen to fight for better public schools, even if it means waiting and hoping that they will improve.
Some people choose it and it comes out fine. I wasn't willing to take the risk.
The voucher debate, meanwhile, is headed for a major showdown this year, with a U.S. Supreme Court expected to rule on the constitutionality of the Cleveland voucher program. Win or lose, public education faces an enormous challenge. It must make people believe that public schools are worth fighting for. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.